Sebastian Gorka slams Trump Jr. subpoena. Totally and utterly un-American. By Kyle Morris on May 13, 2019. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Donald Trump, joined SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday and slammed Senator Richard Burr, RNC, for his recent subpoena of President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr. "This is an indictment of the GOP," Gorka told Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle. "This is an absolute outrage when you have the Democrat Party, in 48 hours, repeatedly call for the imprisonment of members, not only of the president's cabinet but also his family. This is a Stalinist tactic, and now you have the GOP facilitating the dictatorial tendencies." Donald Trump Jr. testified in front of Congress almost twice as long as Hillary Clinton did after Benghazi. "After three Americans were murdered by al-Qaeda," Dr. Gorka said. Don Jr. was very clear. He said, "Do you have any questions left for me?" And they said, "No." Now the GOP is calling him back because they say there are inconsistencies between his testimony and Michael Cohen's. Michael Cohen is in a federal prison for lying to Congress. This tells you everything you need to know about the swamp-dwelling GOP. Listen. Gorka added in the interview that he believes the Trump Jr. subpoena controversy is an issue every member of Congress should take a position on. 63 million people chose Donald Trump to be our 45th president. "What you're seeing now is systematic targeting," Gorka said. "Now they're targeting members of his family. That's what Ceausescu does. That's what Pol Pot does, targeting the family members of the man who was elected by the will of the American people. This is totally and utterly un-American." Gorka also offered advice on how he believes a counter-investigation should be launched to uncover the origins of the Russia investigation. "We should not have another special counsel. I don't care whether the president is a Republican or a Democrat. Special counsels are usually very, very dangerous weapons that usually end up doing all kinds of things that are not within their mandates. The Department of Justice has every tool they need to investigate the Crossfire Hurricane espionage operation against the Trump campaign." Asked whether he believed the economy would be a factor in 2020, Gorka credited President Trump for America's booming economy and said it will keep him in the White House. "Democrats are going to get crazier and crazier in the next 16 months. But at the end of the day, the economic indices are going to sweep Donald Trump back into the White House." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.